When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast, were you going to do it? You were going to do it. Let's do it at the same time.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool Tees. Watch this or listen.
Wow.
That was really impressive, guys.
We kind of had that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys kind of finished each other's
sandwiches.
Yes.
Hey guys, just real quick before we start the episode, listen, we are now in the new year. 2024 is here, and we want to be your one-stop shop for every event that goes for your business, for your church, your VBS, whatever it may be.
I agree. Yes.
I don't know what he's saying, but hey, listen, I just want to encourage you to go to sundaycool.com to order all your custom merch, hats, stickers, shirts, hoodies, everything you could possibly need for your event can be done here at sundaycool.com.
Excuse me. I completely agree with everything Andy said. In fact, I'm proud of you, Andy. I'm proud of everything that you've accomplished. The one thing that I do wish is that you had your father.
You heard the man. I didn't. I have no idea what he's saying. But listen, sundaycool.com, love you guys. Now go back to the episode. Let's go.
You are just a boy without a father, and it makes me sad. It makes me sad that you grew up without him, and I do hope the best for you. But it's amazing of the man that you've become. Where do you go? sundaycool.com. Go now.
Roxanne, you don't have to turn on the red light, Roxanne.
Those days are over.
You don't have to turn out the red light.
Who's the most successful, Roxanne. Was a part of a band?
Willie.
It was Andrew.
You just like to blame everyone. This morning, don't you?
Yep. Unless it's Lily that has the answers, everyone's wrong.
She literally just pointed it back at her neck. Yeah.
Wow. 71 episodes later, we finally.
Listen.
Oh. Is everyone a little grumpy this morning?
I'm not. I'm actually ready to go. I've been conserving all of my energy for this podcast.
I'm grumpy.
No. What would make you not grumpy?
I don't know.
What would make you grumpier?
A lot of things interrupting you? Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody say something nice about Josh.
Don't. You'll just make me more grumpy.
He's beautiful.
Because you'll exaggerate.
That was an exaggeration.
Oh, thanks.
You're beautiful.
You are.
Got nice hair.
I was attacked by a rooster this morning.
Tell me about it.
Four times.
Why do you need roosters?
To protect the hens.
No. There's no reason roosters are...
I promise you, though, if it keeps doing it, I'm going to kill that rooster.
Isn't there something you can do for like the claws, nails, talons, whatever it is called?
Kill it.
You could kill it. It'd be delicious.
He's feeling insecure. That's why he's having to show off.
We got three new hens.
What do you mean he's insecure?
The hens...
You're insecure?
No, the rooster.
Oh, the rooster. I thought your girl was like, what are you talking about?
That's why he was like trying to show off for the new hens, because we got three new hens yesterday, and they all tower over him.
Yeah, they're bigger than the rooster.
And so what you made a fool of them in front of the other girls.
Yeah.
Well, you're not being a bro in that aspect.
I don't
you're
like
in
that
the
rooster.
Wrong.
I don't. We call that rooster Gigi.
Okay. Well, what is that in reference to?
Just a name.
Oh, just out of the name?
Yeah, just a random name.
Okay.
You should have let him spur you and then be really dramatic about it like he killed you so that he could feel victorious.
Exactly. You got to help a brother out.
I think I'd peck my eyes out if I did that.
Hey, literally, he's looking for a wingman. He's got wings, man. Okay?
Hey.
Nah.
That was a good one. I liked it.
I had a metal bowl, and I gave it some food this morning, all the chickens, and it kept going, like with its spurs. I dunk, 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 dunk. I said, get away from me!
Did you actually yell?
Yes, I was yelling in the backyard this morning. That's and then so we funny. Go in, and the old dog that we have, Larkin, is becoming more and more blind and incapable of doing things. And apparently Larkin got lost last night in our house and like destroyed our Christmas tree, ripped out the lights, like the lights. Don't know how that happened. Yeah. And then she peed all in Ada's room, like the world's biggest puddle of pee.
And I said, we were out of paper towels.
Yeah, and we're out of paper towels. I'm like, cool.
But she's a puppy.
Great.
But she's a puppy.
No, she's not. She's like 13 years old.
Ah, that's round down.
I have still something a puppy. To cheer you up. What I found in this pocket.
Aww.
Aww, something you don't need anymore because your baby's too old for it.
This is a Janie passy.
That'll make you
passy.
Really happy. No, that's Jane's. Okay.
When she was a little baby.
Aww.
Because this it's you cute. Didn't wear this since last winter probably, right?
Yeah.
When she was born.
Wow.
That's wild. The one that you've been looking for, like you went like a week probably crazy. Where's it at?
I think I picked you up in the hospital and you were wearing that.
Aww. What was she wearing?
Jane? Who?
Lily.
That.
Oh, you were wearing that. I thought you said you were wearing it. What was he wearing? He remembers.
I have no idea.
It's one of the most important days of your life.
I was in that postpartum days.
Right.
Showers hit different. Outside hits different. Water hits different.
Everything.
Food hits different.
I can't wait to be pregnant again.
I know. I'm excited for you.
I want to be pregnant again.
You have an announcement to make. Everybody.
Everyone's saying stop.
Hey. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2024.
Happy New Year.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year.
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 When do you stop saying it? What's the cutoff? You can do all January, right?
Yeah, I think that's it though.
Can you do it in February?
I don't think so.
What's the latest you could do in February?
None?
Yeah.
February 1st, that's the line?
January's like, it's the new year.
Yeah.
February, it's like, we've been in this year.
Yeah.
I feel like the second week of January, you're already like, all right, I get it. So,
yeah.
Like 1 week in.
Yeah, if you say like the end of, like the last day of January, like, hey, Happy New Year. It's like, we've been here for a month.
Yeah.
So it's not happy anymore.
Yeah. So let's think about it. Last year, World War III literally happened in January, like third, like, the, I mean, January, right? That was like the immediate, like first couple days. World War III, like the rumors of like with Russia and Ukraine, everything. It was just chaos last year. The year before that, the insurrection, January 6th, right?
Always bring that
and
up.
Then I'm showing you a pattern. January.
Oh, so you're saying something's going to happen.
Something for the past 3 years, something as big has happened for the past 3 years,
which
for sure.
We have in a little bit, we're going to talk about our top five predictions that we think are going to happen this year.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep. Now before that.
Would you like a song?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Right. We'll just do something.
Let's see.
Now the vocals sound good. You seen the people that hit their head? With like on their temples with like an instrument. Like I saw it on TikTok. It's like some choir thing. They're hitting themselves in with this instrument to get their like their starting note on.
Is it like a tuning fork?
I guess so.
With
I don't know.
Head?
Yeah, with literally against their temple.
So they could probably feel the vibration. Like, oh, yeah.
That was it. Perfect. That was the perfect note.
All right, let's see what we got.
Okay.
As the clock ticks to the midnight chime, ninjas are butterflies, it's podcast time. In the realm of humor, we take flight, leaving 2023 a year in the
jokes
night.
And tales in a laughter scene. Ninjas are butterflies, where we wanna be. In the past, behind, the future, near. In this near's journey, let's cheer.
Oh, the New Year's rising sun so bright, ninjas are butterflies taking flight. 2024, a canvas yet unseen, in this podcast realm where we convene.
From the midnight sky to the morning dew, we're leaving behind what we'd once knew. New stories to tell, new laughter to find, in this podcast universe, our minds that are twined.
Jokes and tales in our laughter sea, ninjas are butterflies where we wanna be. With the past behind and the future near, in this New Year's journey, let's cheer.
Through the humor, through the jest, in this new year we are truly blessed. With each episode, a story to unfold. Ninjas are butterflies, never growing old.
So here's to laughter in this new year's glow. Ninjas are butterflies, the podcast flow. 2024, a journey we'll find, in this whimsical world will blow your mind.
We'll blow your mind, we'll blow your mind.
In 2024, we'll blow your mind. Ninjas are butterflies, it's time to take flight. Here we go, 2024, it'll be a delight.
That's something like that.
Something like that.
2024, no more. What the heck?
We ended with a mushroom cloud there.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That's what we did in those 10 minutes.
In literally 10 minutes. That's crazy. I need to put you guys under the wire more often. What are we calling that? Ninjas are moody?
Yeah, what does that vibe give you?
Moody.
It was almost kind of like the medieval times, like the people, like the story, like, what is that, Holy Grail?
A ballad or something?
Yeah, ballad, that's it.
Ninjas are ballad.
You know, like on the Holy Grail, the quest for the Holy Grail, in between each one's like, Sir Robin, like that's the way it felt. He's like, you've marched through the forest on the way. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's a broken up thing. Ballads are like 7 minutes long.
It started out medieval, but it ended up 30 seconds to Mars.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it was very good.
Nice.
Mm.
Marry me. I'm not running from you. Don't break me down. Marry me. I will run it from you.
I thought it was bury me.
It is. But I'm saying marry me because it's happier.
Marry me, bury me.
I saw 30 seconds
same
Mars
thing.
Marry me, then bury me.
We just glossed over that. Did you really?
I did.
How was it?
What?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I was in high school.
You went to Mars?
Yeah.
It only took you 30 seconds to get to Mars.
I could do it. Want to see me do it again?
Whoa. But everyone be quiet.
Why?
I think you know why. This is the question to start off the year.
Wow, I didn't think about that.
And
dang,
there's a lot of feelings, emotions, thoughts around this question. It's heavy, but light. It's dense, but flat.
Okay.
It's going to change the way we think as humans.
Wow.
So today's question, sent in by a viewer. Will women ruin 2024? This is just the question that people have been asking.
Relax.
Hey.
Hey, ladies first, answer for the first time.
Well, I think.
You think you should? I think we should. Okay.
I don't think
they're going to ruin 2024.
Okay. I think they are.
Wait. You believe that?
Okay. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, they are.
All right.
Why not? I'll go with you.
I think it's statistically probable that they're going to ruin 2024.
Mm. Statistically?
Yeah.
I mean, statistics or science?
That's what statistics say.
I believe that the power that women possess, that they can ruin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Lily, what do you say? What do you say?
No.
Women won't ruin 2024?
Women will not ruin 2024. It is more likely that men will ruin 2024. Whoa. Given their track record.
Hold on.
That's interesting because, I'm sorry, I messed the question up. The question was, will women ruin the plans of evil and powerful men in 2024 and help society grow together in unison? And Lily thinks that...
I think that's absolutely possible.
Yeah.
I think women are extremely powerful. They're valuable people. And I think that as a gender, they're extremely important to our society. And I feel like they do have the capability to tear down and ruin every evil dictator's plans.
Yes. Yeah. And then Lily just thinks that men can do it and not women, that women are incapable of helping society in the world grow in unison.
Yeah.
Wait, guys,
Lily hates women.
Whoa. You guys heard it here first. Welcome to the show.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures. Has empty your mind.
You learn martial arts. Ninjas attack!
I don't feel that way.
I don't feel that way either.
As a father of two daughters, I would never.
And as a father of two daughters, me neither.
And, I mean.
Listen.
Wow.
I think you meant unity.
What did I say?
Unison.
Whatever.
Same root word.
Yeah.
Unitard.
It's Latin.
Unitard.
For being one.
No, for doing it at the same time.
I think you meant harmonious synergy.
Yes. I meant harmonica.
I love how she Symphony. Tries. After that, she just tries to correct your grammar, not the fact that she was wrong.
That is a low argument. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It's like, yeah, that may be true, but at least I know what unison means. Yeah, I hate women, but at least I say my words right.
Man, that's what you. That's basically what you did.
Literally not.
That's basically what you did.
Literally no.
I mean, roll.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, roll the clip back. I don't know.
How's this new year been going?
It has been really good. 2024 is a real thing, and I'm totally told. It's happening. We're in it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're definitely not recording this in 2023.
Nope. Yeah.
Not a chance.
This is going to come out.
Yeah,
in 2024, and there's going to be like something like really bad that happened.
Yeah, just the day after. Yeah.
Jeez. Buddy the Elf is not on my screen behind me.
Oh. It's all right.
I love Buddy. I just leave him up all year.
It's he's editing.
Oh, got it.
Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, what a year.
What a year. Let's talk about some of the highlights.
Okay.
We had the Montgomery, Alabama huge fight that happened on video, and it was a glorious thing, and everyone came together when we watched it.
The what?
You remember that Montgomery, Alabama big brawl that happened with the plastic chair and everything?
Oh, yeah.
That was one of my highlights of the year.
I should have written down my highlights. It's like this year's kind of blurred together.
What did we do this year?
We had a child.
No, we had a child in 2022.
Yeah, you did not have a child.
But that was at December. It was the end of December, so it's kind of like
2023. Baby.
We had a new baby.
I want another one.
Yeah, 2022.
What?
What other highlights did you have? Because that one doesn't count. Jane doesn't count. I want to go on record.
I got these new dad shoes.
Whoa!
I'm a dad. Watch out.
Kelsey got me some Crocs for Christmas, and I cannot wait to wear them.
Why do you guys like tell each other your gifts?
She doesn't know which ones I would like, and so she's just like, can you just send me a link? And I'm like, sure, I'll just send you a link. Yeah, it happens. Not a biggie.
Yeah.
But that's probably my highlight. Way to go out on a Crocs note, dude.
On a Crocs
on
note?
On a Crocs note, dude.
I can't complain.
I can't complain. 2022, I had no Crocs. Now I do. Leveled up, dude.
Yeah, it's been a good year.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it.
Yes. It's amazing how... We have so many people listening to us.
Yeah.
Wild.
That's where my brain goes when I think about 2023. It's like the podcast was like, it's gaining some traction. It's doing all right. But I'll forever look back at last year as the year we built the podcast.
Yeah. It's super cool.
The speediest growth. I feel like.
Very honored by all of you and humbled.
Thank you.
Literally could not happen without any of you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And you listen to all of our
stupidity.
Every time I look at how many people listen to us, I'm just like, I don't understand why, but I get it. I'm happy you're here.
Hey, we're fun guys.
Hey, the more
and girls.
As long as you, as long I believe it.
Yeah.
The more comments, likes, and shares, the better an editor I seem to be. So keep doing that, and I get to keep my job in 2024.
Yes, you do.
And I've gotten I've gotten worse at editing.
Like
I've just gone. Hold like, on. I've just kind of.
I forgot real, how to edit.
Real, real conversation though. I used to do most of the reels. Andy's jumped in and he's doing a bunch of them. I keep getting DMs asking, like telling me, thank you for the editing. But if you're appreciating the shorts, there's a ton of them that are Andy.
And yeah.
The AI stuff he's figured out is insane.
Andy has mastering AI art.
Dude, it's scary.
He's AI?
It's scary how. Huh?
It's because Andy's actually a robot.
I actually sold my soul to AI last year, and they said, we will program everything that we know inside of you and so you can get things done.
Here's the question.
And they're like, this is what you come up with, though?
let's say you were given the opportunity to get the Neuralink. Would you tell people you got it, or would you just become the smartest person amongst all your peers and
that's
let
not
no one know?
That's not a bad strategy. Like, could you, like, if you could keep a secret?
Yeah.
It's like almost like winning the lottery. It's like, I don't know how long you could keep a secret like that.
I had a dream last night that Elon Musk punched a dude.
Uh-huh.
And it was, he hit him so hard and so well. And I'm like, dude, he has to fight Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
But
it's confirmed.
Just a dream.
they're doing it though, right?
Supposedly, yeah. Supposedly it's happening.
Zuckerberg we'll see how this year goes because, speaking of Mark Zuckerberg. Did you hear about the house he's building in Hawaii?
No, what?
Dude, no,
freaky,
I haven't.
Freaky.
You have it?
Freaky.
No. Oh.
Freaky.
Which wild.
Is
it probably the one he owns?
I don't know. He bought, it was like over 100 acres or something.
Yeah, I'll look that up.
Of burned land?
No. It's this huge parcel of land, and he's building this very secretive house. Not house. Compound. To where?
Lair.
Put your thing.
I'm having my coffee.
Oh, okay.
Lair.
Layer. Did you find how many acres?
It's 270 million, first of all, like just to buy the land.
Yeah.
Or to buy the house, I guess.
Well, the house and the land.
Yeah.
He's spending over $200 million on this project. Built walls all around this property so no one can see what he's doing.
Okay.
And everyone working on the site has to sign an NDA. Like contractors, electricians, plumbers, all these people have to sign an NDA.
1,400 acres on a ranch in Kauai? Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know how that exists. Yeah, Kauai.
Kauai, yeah.
But it's a very, that's like people who moved to Oahu from Kauai are still very proud. It's like local boys, small island vibes. Yeah. So,
but I guess somehow, through permitting and stuff, some of the plans for his lair mansion, whatever compound got leaked.
Oh no.
And he's building this giant underground, basically it's a mansion, but underneath it is a bigger mansion with like that the walls are made out of metal and concrete, blast doors.
No.
They have their own underground room or whatever to where they can grow their own food. They have their own water supply. He's making its own self-sufficient place. And one of the things had an actual nuclear blast door to the part of this underground tunnel thing.
He's getting as far away from civilization as you possibly can be.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a huge wall built around the whole property.
Yeah.
6-foot wall.
With being in Hawaii is I guess you want to be surrounded by water.
Or just unreachable, probably.
It's the most isolated.
It's so far from everything.
But also having the benefits of being a U.S. citizen on U.S. land.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's...
But what's creepy is in one of the videos I watched, this guy in New Zealand who's a contractor who builds basically underground giant bunkers, he's had over 11 billionaires build bunkers in New Zealand. And it's a reoccurring theme. To where all these billionaires are like building bunkers and like doing all this weird stuff. It's like, I think they might know something.
I don't know.
Yo.
How do they go down underground so far? Because in Florida, you can't have basements, right? California, there's no basement.
Yeah, like, a water it's like, table.
Yeah.
A water table?
Yeah, the water table.
What is that? What are you talking about?
Like, you can't go too far down because there's water.
Okay, yeah. So how does that work in Hawaii, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's a huge...
it's volcanic.
Really?
Rock.
Okay. You know?
It's so, basically a volcano mountain.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
A volcano?
Listen, don't be smart.
So the whole the whole island is basically a mountain. Like, it's like there is rock. It's not like Florida, I guess, like where it's like an island.
Like we're just sitting on top of the water.
Tectonic plates over a fault line have come together and come up in volcanoes. So not everything was a volcano. Some of it's just the plates shifting over each other.
And so it's
that's some
it's
hard
all part
material.
Of, interesting. I didn't know that.
So the idea is that lake is just basically rock for miles and miles and miles.
Mm-hmm.
And then magma.
Magma.
Okay, we're saying a lot of words that are Dr. Evil today. This is great.
Layer. Tractor beam.
Wait, is Mark Zuckerberg just Dr. Evil?
Whoa.
With hair?
Listen, I don't want to survive if there's a nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that would be a scary, scary place. If it like it just hit, I mean, because it wouldn't ruin all of America, but it would certainly collapse our whole society, right, for a while.
Yeah, and like nuclear winter and cancer and blisters and...
I mean, probably, I don't know,
famine.
I don't think it's nuclear threat.
No,
cause,
no.
Because if you dropped a nuclear bomb on Hawaii, it's just gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
Well, there's a theory out there that I came across this channel yesterday, which I've never heard of them. But I was watching, I'm like, what am I watching?
What's the name of
it? They're called the Creative Society. And it's just a bunch of youngins, 20s, maybe 30s. And they were all sitting there and they were like doing this new, it was like a news thing. It's really weird. And they're all like crying.
What?
And they're like, from the studies we found, coming up, the poles, or a cosmic event is about to happen to where the poles will shift, the Adam and Eve theory.
Yeah.
I thought they were crying, by the way.
They were. I don't want to cry the whole time.
Cry some more. Cry some more.
And what's going to happen is bad stuff.
What kind of bad stuff?
Everyone.
Oh, no.
But yeah, they're saying that this cosmic event happens every 12,000 years, and because of man's intervention and continuing to kill our oceans, the ocean acts as a coolant, I guess you could say, for the Earth's core.
Mm-hmm.
But since the ocean temperatures have heated up, the core is unstable, and so this cosmic event is happening earlier to where the poles are going to start switching, and that's going to cause earthquakes, volcanoes, chaos, tsunamis, all this crazy stuff.
When's the last time a volcano erupted on this planet, though?
Yeah, but I saw that. I'm like, one, you got no one else is talking about this. Two, you guys are pretty young.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three, why are all these billionaires building bunkers? Yeah. You know, like,
yeah. Yeah, if Hank Green isn't talking about it, it's not real.
Well, but they're also saying, like, we can, like, you need to start changing now, today. Start changing now. We need to stop killing the ocean, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, good luck.
Yeah, give me some real.
What are we going to do?
Action.
Yeah, exactly. That's my whole thing about the straws and stuff. It's like, you want us to stop drinking with straws whenever people are drying, like planes, all this stuff that's happening with battery, like, mining, all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not the problem. We can't fix it. They can fix it if they wanted to, but they choose not to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's fine. So we're riding.
If you look at the amount of pollution America puts into the ocean compared to a lot of, I'm not going to call them out, but a lot of other nations.
I know.
The activism, sure, it matters here, but it's not really where it's needed. There are other places where, like, well, I'll just call it Brazil, even for like how they treat the water. They just run sewage from their streets, like actual sewage into the water.
Yeah.
And all the whole lie about, sorry, I keep interrupting you, but the whole lying about the recycling bins and stuff about how, like, oh yeah, it's definitely going, but most of the time it's being picked up and it's going to the exact same place. It's
not say,
going to the exact same place, getting burned, all this crazy stuff. It's like, it's not, well,
they
it's
say
not
only like 1% of your recycled stuff is actually recycled.
Yeah, we like the appearance that we're doing something for the environment, but there's no, I mean, there's no real action happening. So you do your part.
Exactly.
You pick up your trash And then at that point, I mean, we're all, the world's going to
happen. It's shallow activism because none of us are going to pay like $20 for a soda because the bottle's recycled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of weird things this year, I think.
It's going to be wild. Election years, especially the past three or four, have always been nuts. And yeah. So it's going to get, the last one was, I think everyone has PTSD from the last one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Because that was 2020. Not
I think
even,
everyone's just kind of doing this.
Yeah, I think as long as we don't have a worldwide pandemic, it's like got to be a little better, but I don't know. Who knows?
Don't give them ideas.
Yeah, that's true. Wait a minute. We could do that again?
The elites watch and listen.
They probably do.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. What's up?
It is surprising how many people we have, like the types of people that we do have listen to this podcast. It's like as far as like people with like notoriety and stuff, that yeah. celebrities or athletes and stuff. I'm like, why are they listening?
We do have a politician listener. Right?
That you have lady? A couple, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Hey, there's like a senator and...
This is my pitch. If you're an elite and you're listening to the podcast, Andy does stand-up, give him a Netflix special, and we'll forever be labeled comedians and no one will take us seriously.
No, I think...
Yeah. I start feeding his true information, yeah.
I think it honestly, like we talked about with Netflix having like podcast shows and stuff. I'm like, that would be the dopest thing. It was like,
dude, yeah. If Netflix did like podcast shows, like if they're their own podcast platform,
that's a good idea.
Video yeah. platform where they fund the studio, like you build the studio out. I'm like, people already watching podcasts.
Yeah.
But how's y'all's ego? Like as soon as like Netflix was like, hey, that wasn't funny. Don't do that again.
I'd probably die. I would probably die. Immediately start crying.
They're like, yeah, that song choice on that edit was just awful. I'd go and cry in a corner. I think that's the beauty of YouTube. It lets creatives figure it out on their own, and then they get to do their own thing.
Yeah. But whatever happens, it happens. We can't control it, but we know that God is in control of it all. This is
you again, once again, being so overwhelmed by everything, but knowing you have no control over it. So you're like reassuring yourself, but we're good. We can only do what we can control and it's fine. Everything's going to be okay.
But like, why be all like riddled with anxiety?
Oh, no, you can't.
Like, it's so you're just going to just be unhappy.
We're going to be doing a pod every week for this whole year and we're going to be writing and finding the funny in all of it.
Oops. Yeah.
That's the exciting thing is that no matter how terrible this is, you can trust that on Fridays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're uploading.
As long as the Wi-Fi is up.
And at least one of us is going to be medicated.
Yeah. Did you see that giant solar flare that happened from the sun?
Listen, are we talking more about the world ending?
No.
You have something to say about it?
No, but it was just crazy. They said it was like a giant solar flare.
Okay, so the knowing?
No, maybe. But it like they're planning like, yo, it's going to be power outages, internet done, blah, blah, blah. This is like this past week.
Okay.
But it like barely missed Earth. It like skimmed it basically. And that's why there was a lot of power outages up in Northern America. Internet's been all wonky, but it's just like that stuff. You can't control it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What can we, it's also hard to expect those type
Maybe
of things.
Put giant sunglasses on the Earth.
We could. Why hasn't Ray-Bans done that?
Sunscreen. Yeah.
Come on, Meta. What is a solar flare? What does that mean?
It's like basically an explosion of radiation coming off the sun.
And it's just spontaneous. Like there's nothing that causes it. It's just happens.
Is it like a lick of flames that just touch the Earth?
Yeah. Radiation. It's crazy.
And wow.
It's unpredictable.
Interesting. Are we having more of those? Or is it kind of just normal?
Normal amount.
Got it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really affect our normal life except for technology.
Yeah.
Okay. Then who cares?
Is it visible?
To us, it can be like in like the aurora lights and stuff. The
really?
Magnetic. Yeah. It's like, it's very visible in that manner.
The aurora lights are a radiation?
It's a magnetic field from the Earth.
Of light?
I don't know.
Have you seen those before?
It's
not in person.
No.
It's like, I thought it was like space dust erupting on the atmosphere.
Someone look it up.
That doesn't exist.
I thought it was like,
I'm pretty sure it's caused from the magnetic fields of Earth interacting with the atmosphere or something like that.
I know it has something to do with magnets, but how do you see it? Can't see magnets.
I've never seen a magnet in my life.
You can't see magnets.
Did you guys like, I saw a clip of people playing with like magnets and stuff and it totally brought back like a bunch of memories from kids. Like, did we not just play with magnets all the time?
I love magnets.
They were nuts. Like the different colored ones and you would connect.
Yes.
I was like, I've just had flashbacks of all this nostalgia recently. All these toys that you totally forgot about. Man.
Yeah, bring back the magnets.
Yeah.
Hey, what's wrong with... Hey, they have those magnet tiles, which I wish I had as a kid.
Yeah.
You can literally build things with
Ada
them.
Ada loves them.
Ada, like, fixates for hours.
Apparently, yeah. It's like been, like, the number one toy in the past 2 years, like, for kids. Nice. Like, most consistently bought and, like, reviewed.
It gives me anxiety because if you swallow two magnets and then they go in your intestines, you, like, could die.
Well, you're one way, Josh. Just add one. See what happens.
Add one and you're dead.
Let's see what happens.
Have you ever seen that meme? It was like, why this doesn't work. And it's like this truck and it has a pole and it has this giant magnet on the front of it. And so there's a giant magnet on the front of the truck and there's a pole and they're reaching each other. And so it's like, why doesn't it propel it? Like, you know, like the magnets over here, the magnets on the truck, they should be bringing each other closer to one another. So it's like, why doesn't the truck move? Like, why isn't it just a free resource?
Science.
I'm so dumb. I know it's an easy answer, but it's like, to me, it's like, now that makes sense.
So you're right. The activity that creates auroras borealis begins on the sun. The sun's a ball of super hot gas. It sends out electrically charged particles called ions, and they continuously stream from the sun's surface. They're called solar wind. When they reach the Earth, they interact with the Earth's magnetic field.
Nice! Yes! 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 S'more! S'more!
Most of the solar wind is blocked by the magnetosphere.
Which magnetosphere! Save us!
Hold on. I've got to go back to the eggmanosphere.
What'd you say?
I don't know. I tried to remember the word he said.
Magnetosphere.
Like, I said agmanosphere.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of the magnetosphere, though.
Oh.
I came across this story from this podcast called Metaphysical. Mm. Don't know how valid it is, but he told it, and I'm going to tell it because I thought it was interesting and weird, involving the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh.
Nice.
Don't know how valid this story is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it anyways, like it is true.
Let's do it.
Wait a second.
So the story goes, the Ark of the Covenant, you know, it's lost,
yeah.
Right?
People say it's in Ethiopia.
Allegedly.
Some people say it's in Ethiopia, and that's because King Solomon married, what's her face, of Ethiopia,
yeah.
Queen Sheba. Sheba? Yeah. Right? Sheba. I'm going to go with that. Queen Sheba.
Yep.
And they had a son, and Solomon loved the son and wanted him to rule over Israel. When he passed, he denied, went back to Ethiopia. But when Israel was attacked, he and the Ethiopian army, they went to Israel to aid, and they took the Ark of the Covenant, and supposedly now it's in Ethiopia.
Cool.
But there's another story to where there's a couple of theories. One is that the Ark was buried or placed in a cavern underneath the Temple Mount.
Yes.
And then there's another story to where supposedly Muhammad, the prophet Muhammad from...
Ali?
No.
Okay.
From Muslims, he went, found the Ark of the Covenant, brought it back to Mecca, and buried it.
Wait, that's ours.
Yeah.
Hey!
Can't
take that.
But this is where it gets weird. They were building a new mosque in Mecca in like 2015, and they supposedly dug it up, like they found it without knowing it was there. And as soon as they reached it, there was a giant sandstorm that came blowing in. This crane fell, killed 100 people.
Oh my gosh.
And then all the people around it said that it looked like a plasma explosion shot into the sky.
Oh my gosh.
And then shortly after that, a connection happened to where Patriarch Kirill, who's the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, met with the Pope. And this is the first time the Pope and the Patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church had met in over 1,000 years.
Okay.
So they met. Right after that, a Russian Navy ship came to the port in Saudi Arabia and supposedly grabbed the Ark of the Covenant and... straight from the port in Saudi Arabia, the Russian Navy ship went straight to Antarctica. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then when they reached Antarctica, shortly after they got there, Patriarch Kirill
died.
Went to Antarctica.
Oh.
And then the purpose was so he could, consecrate a Russian Orthodox church. But the theory is that the Pope knew where the Ark of the Covenant was and teamed up with the Russian Orthodox Church because of the backing of the military and stuff, and took the Ark of the Covenant from Mecca and placed it in Saudi Arabia or in Antarctica.
What?
Those travel logs, I don't know, like it's not flight path, but whatever you call it for ship, that stuff's all like confirmed.
Yes.
It's just, we just can't be sure if he actually grabbed it, but that is incredibly suspect. If those trips actually happened.
What's the idea of sending it there? Is it to protect it?
There's some weird fishiness that, because we talked about that one podcast, the weird stuff that's happening in Antarctica.
Yeah.
That one guy talking about making weapons and like all this stuff. But I mean, throughout history, the Ark of the Covenant has been viewed as a supernatural weapon.
Mm.
You know, that's why it's in Indiana Jones. But Hitler was actually actively looking for the Ark of the Covenant and all these ancient relics. And so I just found it super interesting that if they did, in fact, get it, and it's in Antarctica now.
With the Russians,
obviously, and teamed up with the Roman Catholic, you know. But, like, Antarctica is a neutral state, you know. So, like, there's...
So, yeah, what does that mean? So, no one, like, there's not one country or anything that possesses it?
No one can have claim over Antarctica.
Why not?
Don't know. That's the
weirdest. That's my thing. It's like the Rorik Pact kind of stuff. It's like... Is there a space where it's like, this is safe, no one's going to be coming near here, all the world leaders, like, or specific ones, will have information, and it's all be hosted there, and it's like, because who's going to go there and argue it? Like,
You know? Yeah, well, this was after World War II that it became a neutral ground, because the Nazis were trying to build a base camp in Antarctica, and after World War II, all the nations got together and be like, no one has claim to it. We all
weird.
Do. And it's like... It's a weird place to, like, I don't know. There's a lot of mystery.
Yeah, it seems like there's like a lot of anarchy is possible. Like, what if somebody gets murdered in Antarctica? Who is their jury?
Yeah,
who's their trial?
And who's stopping from just overtaking Antarctica?
Yeah.
Like, just like, who's, like, what's stopping Russia from just saying, this is ours?
I think it would be world war.
Yeah.
If anyone threatened to take over Antarctica.
Do people care enough about what's going on?
In Antarctica?
Yeah.
Well, apparently they do. If it's like, it would cause World War III, there's something down there.
Yeah. So
this is how jacked up the world is we're like, we're sharing land. And it's like, no, something's wrong.
Yeah, seriously.
That is a huge red flag. Name other places. I mean, I guess I'm sure there are other places that we do that, but I can't think of any.
I don't know.
That's weird.
Weird stuff.
That's a lot of land, and that's a lot of money. Like, I know it's probably, like, it's inhabitable, maybe. I don't know.
In the pyramid that's supposedly there.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird mystical things around.
And all the ancient stuff trapped lakes, in the ice. All the vegetation that's under this ice.
You got narwhals. Those things ain't real. That's like, that was like a science experiment that probably just, like, fell out of a lab. And they're like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Where'd the unicorn whale.
Where'd the swimming unicorn go?
It's free.
But, yeah. Speaking of narwhals, though.
No.
We got that. Don't go anywhere.
It's a new year. It's a new day. It's the same old beautiful merch.
Yes!
SundayCool.com.
I was trying to do Michael Bublé.
It's a new year. It's a new for you.
Bump.
Down. Down.
Hey, go to SundayCoolSwag.com and get all your favorite ninjas or butterflies merch, because we got new stuff coming out all the time and it's the best. Throw away every single shirt, every article of clothing you have, throw in the dumpster, pour some gasoline on it, light it on fire, and then go to SundayCoolSwag.com and buy new stuff just for you or your loved ones.
2024, new year, new me, baby. Get rid of everything. Peel off that old skin and put on some new Sunday Cool merch, everybody. No, I'm saying, like, peel off, like, all that old scaly itchy skin off your bodies.
No.
And put on super is it not appealing? Okay, SundayCoolSwag.com. Guys, you love this podcast, you might as well buy our merch.
It is appealing.
Hey, like the skin.
He's on it today.
Ew.
Ew.
Okay, like back to the show.
I have to pee. Beep, 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 beep.
Quick. Don't talk about anything fun.
We're going to try these snacks. Should we try these snacks while you're gone?
Yes, please.
Okay.
No. Ew.
What? Why?
You opened that yet?
Yeah, it's opened.
You had it yet?
Durian?
No, what are you talking about?
You know what that is?
Barf.
No, but we're supposed to try it.
Yeah, don't open that without
I'm not eating
Josh
that.
Here. That's supposed to be like the
you're
world's
not eating
smelliest
it?
Fruit.
It's already been opened.
Maybe he tried it.
Maybe
freeze-dried durian? What is a durian? It's a fruit?
It's the stinkiest
fruit.
Oh,
it's
fruit.
A spiky fruit.
It's like, what nation is that from?
Asia.
It's somewhere over there. Like, I know like you can't take it in areas of public transport. Like, yes. Some places have made it illegal to sell.
Weird. I love how they have like five different languages all printed on this bag.
Who said that to us?
I think it's Tyler's. I think Tyler brought it.
Oh, really? Yeah, he would.
What's the strangest snack that you've ever had, like food-wise? Like, honestly, the most adventurous you've ever gone?
Oh, I don't know, but that weird Hawaiian cuttlefish.
The cuttlefish was terrible.
You I liked it. You loved it. The
cuttlefish was terrible.
You loved it.
I don't think I did. I think that was the...
It was the sweet one.
I'm trying to remember the one I ate. I don't think I liked it at all. Hey, we can have these, right? We can open these?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
I'm not eating it.
I thought Andrew that was like a reaction.
I was opening an atom bomb.
I thought that was like a reaction thing. Like,
it's supposed to be.
It wasn't?
They taste weird.
Ugh, it looked terrible.
We know durian, the actual fruit, is like banned in some airports in Asia.
Really?
I don't know if I want
to. We have to try it. We literally just said it. Oh, man. I'm just smelling it. Dude, okay, I can't eat this.
Yeah,
I literally will throw
it
up.
Put it back in the bag.
Oh, my gosh, dude. That's bad.
No, wait.
I'm trying. Just sniff it.
Literally. I'm not sniffing it.
Jeez.
It's either eat or sniff it. Come on. There we go. Nice. Throw in catch. That was great. Just open it. Big whiff. Big whiff.
Not big.
Oh, gosh.
It smells like garlicky BO.
Dude, it's bad, man.
Smells like.
It gets worse as you go. The longer you smell it, just. Stick your face in there for 10 seconds.
I'm not faking.
it's like how you like
Try
the smell of your own farts.
Let me make sure there's nothing weird. Yep, can't read any of that.
Try it. Eat it. I dare you.
You won't die.
Eat it.
Is it just the fruit?
Dried durian?
Even if it's sprinkled with milk, you'll still be all right.
Oh, yeah. What if it's got milk on it? You're brave.
Oh, it sounded awful, too.
Your face is... No.
Try it. No, I don't want
to. Throw me it.
You want the piece I just bit?
Sure.
Your face showed. You went like this. Your eye went like...
Wait.
No way. Wait!
I spit it out. That is dude, I literally... I'm trying not to throw.
That was hard to poker face. It won't leave my mouth.
Oh, it's stuck in my teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I need a water or anything that I can swish around my mouth.
There's a little.
I'll take it. It won't go away.
That's insane.
If I did, I would throw up.
Oh, man, that is bad.
It's stuck.
Oh, man, I can't stop thinking about it. Okay.
Wasn't that fun, though?
That was a lot of fun.
That's what I imagine a gym sock tastes like.
Ew. So you see why it's banned in some places.
Yeah. Imagine opening that on an airplane.
People
would lose their
mind.
It's
one of the smelliest fruits. That's a wild thing that people like to eat.
Who did that to us?
I hate that. I think it was Tyler. Those are Tyler's treats.
Tyler's, but Corey told us, he's like, y'all should eat this on the podcast.
I ate it in full confidence because I've heard that the flavor isn't nearly, like, it's not, like, the flavor's good, the smell's terrible, but that got so much worse when I bit into that.
Yeah. That was rough. Should we talk about 2024 and our predictions?
Yeah. But
first, should we do a...
Question corner with Lily,
where the questions are really fresh on her mind because it's 2024.
This was a question sent in by Mrs. Karen Hepner-Ray. Thank you, Miss Karen.
Thanks, Karen.
If someone offered you a box of everything you've ever lost throughout your life, what would you look for first?
Everything I've ever lost. Oh, man.
Good question.
I'll go first.
Okay.
My mom's Georgia Tech sweatshirt.
Mm.
Or the ring that they got me for graduation that I lost in the belly of my car.
The what you lost?
They got me a ring for graduating.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like a high school ring or anything like that, but I was just messing with it, and then it went into my steering wheel into the depth of my car.
And you didn't tear it apart to find it?
The car? How would I have done so?
I just one piece at a time, I guess. I don't know. Inside out?
Oh, man, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of all the things that I've been that really kind of mess with me. The thing I wish I could get back that I lost, my innocence.
my mind.
Man, I'm trying to think. There are definitely things that I've lost. Man, I know it's weird, and but I lost my Woody toy when I was a kid.
Mm, that's what I'm trying to think of. There's a toy I lost.
And I remember it held on to me for like years afterwards where it's like I still missed it. And so now it's like it'd still be useless, but it'd still be cool to have that. I remember losing that toy. That was so dramatic for me.
Uh-oh.
I think I had like a Batman toy like in the 90s that was like one of my favorites.
Oh, I got a new answer. Yeah. Oh,
that's it.
That's another toy. It's no joke. It was this Hot Wheels car that was like Hot Wheels branded. But it had a door that was on a swivel, so you would hold it, and no joke, you would just go like that, like you'd punch it. I would punch it with my knuckle, and the door, whenever it gets tapped, it switches, and it looks like it has a huge dent in it. And it always looked so real and flawless, so I would always show my friends, I'd be like, watch this. And they're like, what? And then I would never show them. It would just be perfect.
I don't think I've lost anything that was like sentimental to me. I have things I wish I could get back. Like I sold a guitar to pay rent after I first moved out. And that was a gift from my dad for like, it was 4 grades, but it was really his excuse to do something that he really wanted to do.
You ever sell anything that you wish you can get back?
My VW bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about your truck too? Your truck was so cool.
My old Toyota? Yeah. It was kind of dead though.
You made somebody an engagement ring box, and you said you wish you could have kept that.
Yeah, I made a really cool engagement ring box for someone. It was like walnut, and
it was like a gift or like someone.
Yeah, he asked because he was going to propose to his girlfriend, now wife, but he didn't even use it.
Oh,
I should message him and see if he still has it.
Yeah, 100%, dude. Yeah, just ask him. That'd be so fun.
Are you planning on proposing to someone else?
I'm going to propose to you again. Double married.
Dude, your next wedding's going to be sick.
Good question.
That was a good question.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to be pondering all the things that
I know
I've lost.
I've lost quite a few things.
Hey, for all the young parents out there, especially you guys, like all the things that are put in people's pockets, like that you pull out for laundry. I've seen where moms collect those and they create like a, maybe like a memory
an idol.
Thing. An idol. Yeah, an idol. but someone did a lamp. It was like a clear lamp, and inside the vase were all of the things that were in the pockets of her kids.
That's cool.
As they grew up.
Cute.
Yeah.
Neat. Yeah.
Yeah. What would be in your box? What were the things that you always put in your pockets that your parents would always be ticked off about?
Oh, I don't know.
I always had rocks, dude. I always had rocks.
I had fishing magazine rolled up in my pocket for like almost all of middle school.
Yeah.
I got in trouble for busting that thing out in church and reading.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Nice.
Hey, give us a song.
song.
Song, 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 song.
Song.
Song. This year, I do want to maybe create an intro for Question Corners and Andrew's.
I think Andrew's show and tell. I feel like that's what it should be.
Yeah.
Bro, every time I talk, it awakens the smell in my teeth.
I can't. Oh.
Beatles?
Andrew has
a reel today. And he's going to show us now. Oh, I believe Andrew has a reel.
That was really good, John.
That was good, Paul.
All right. I sent it.
There's nothing shocking about this. I just don't understand how this creature exists.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's completely see-through.
The only thing visible are its nerves and eyeball.
Ew!
You can That's see the wild. Fish in its belly.
I want to be its friend.
Is that a fish or is that like its brain?
I don't know. It says digestive tract, eyeballs, and optic nerve are the only things visible on it. It is a completely translucent octopus. But I know there's documentaries on the intelligence of octopi.
Yeah, yeah. You need to watch that documentary.
Someone commented,
falls in love with an octopus.
I know.
Octopus
he literally
teacher.
Wants to make out with that octopus.
Yeah, he does.
love the way dead octopus.
Somebody commented, the word you're looking for is transparent, not clear. It's transparent. And then the owner of the account said, bruh.
Come on.
What's not clear are its intentions.
This is becoming my favorite follow-up to my segment is her finding the best comments.
Yeah. So, did you hear there's a theory out there that octopi are aliens from like a very ancient time they came to Earth. Like
really?
Either like on a meteorite or something.
It would make sense, man. The way they can move and transform and everything
like
that.
But like
scary.
Their like DNA is very similar to human DNA.
What? Ew, what?
So, that's what I heard.
That's not
that
true.
Could be, yeah, it's probably not true because they look nothing like us. But
they
like
look a little like you, though.
But they're in... Ooh,
nice. Octopuses are very smart.
And they're very intelligent, yeah.
They have three hearts.
Ooh. Mm. In fact, 879 genes are shared between humans and octopuses.
Interesting, Lily.
In contrast, for nematodes and insects that are phylogenetically closer to octopuses, a smaller number of genes are shared with the octopus.
Octopus wear jeans? How do they fit for that 8 feet?
Oh.
I almost shared, have you seen the new NASA pictures of Uranus?
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 No.
No.
Dude. I didn't know it has rings. I'm just going to share these two.
That's
how you say it.
People say it differently.
Everyone says it differently.
Maybe don't do the music because we'll definitely get flagged.
We wouldn't get flagged for Interstellar soundtrack, of course.
Isn't that crazy looking, though?
That is crazy looking.
Yeah, that's wild.
I almost felt like it was a trick video and somebody's butt was going to come up.
That would have been so funny if I didn't finish the video and just saved it. I was like, I'll show that, and that's what happened.
Before we get into our 2024 predictions,
yeah,
can I tell you a little bit about what I've discovered regarding giants?
Sure.
Giants?
Giants.
Always.
Why are you looking at me like
Proceed.
That? Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. There's no way I'm looking at you.
I don't know. You're looking at me like with anger.
I had something to talk about, but I'll wait.
Go for it.
You go.
No, this is longer.
We're talking about the Giants. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
We're already there.
No one was talking, so I said, let's talk about the Giants.
And we're fine with that.
Tell them what you're going to say.
You go.
No, you go.
Go.
Because you obviously have a feeling about this. I can wait.
I have no feelings at all.
Your face says otherwise.
All right, I'll talk about it.
She's like.
Have you heard the conspiracy theory around the Mandela effect?
Several.
What do you mean?
About erasing history?
Yes. Basically, just that the Mandela effect is like big parties, like government, and all that stuff, just gaslighting us into thinking that one thing is true and not true. And so people have these real memories. And so this woman gave the example of the Fruit of the Loom logo. She said the Fruit of the Loom logo used to have a cornucopia in it. So, you know, like the basket with all the fruit spilling out. And Fruit of the
Loom. It did, didn't it?
Well, here's the thing.
Fruit of the Loom was like, we've never, ever had that. And they went so far as to create an illustration of their logo all throughout the years, none of them showing the cornucopia.
That's impossible.
This chick went so crazy about it. Like, she was talking to her therapist, and her therapist is like, chill out about Fruit of the Loom. Like, you're obviously so manic. And then she was like, I'm not kidding. It has a cornucopia in it, and I'm going to die on this hill. She went through her whole closet and, like, friends' closets and stuff, and she finally found a T-shirt that had the Fruit of the Loom logo with a cornucopia.
No way!
Dang. And she went as far as to go look at the old like trademarks and stuff, like U.S. government trademarks, and found an illustration of the cornucopia.
Dude, what is up with that? Why are they gaslighting us?
The theory is It's a giant experiment, worldwide experiment, to see how easy it is to erase history.
Mm. I mean, that's 100% probably a real thing.
Yeah.
And they just had certain brands that opt up for it or something. Or if they're like, you know, man.
So yeah. Be stubborn.
For real.
Yeah. It's Bernstein Bears.
Yes.
Yeah, not Berenstain.
Yeah.
It's wacky.
Have we talked about CERN and how the Mandela effect was caused by that?
I think we...
Did we briefly mention
it? Yeah.
I'll just say it really quick. There's a... When it happened, when they collided the particles, it destroyed our universe. This is the theory. But it also somehow condensed another, like, atom that carried the gravitational force of the universe, and it pulled it basically through a wormhole into another parallel universe. So we're... Our existence, our reality was transported into another parallel, almost the same reality. And so just some trippy, like that's why some stuff existed in the previous universe that doesn't continue now.
Yeah.
In the other universe, I was really tall and blonde.
I still am. That's yeah. But the thing is, I feel like I've only known a cornucopia because of that logo.
I know.
Yeah.
That and Thanksgiving stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, I only know the name of it because of Fruit of the Loom. We've seen it. That's such a strange thing to me.
It's weird, yeah. Right?
It's super weird. Is there any water in that fridge?
I doubt it. There is not. You want me to run and go get some?
No, it's okay.
Listen, Johnny Dogs, he can get his own water.
Hey, he's getting Red Bull.
It's just a sip because my mouth is dry.
It's not like he had
chronic dry mouth.
He didn't have one right before this as well.
I know he did. I saw it.
You see that supercharged lemonade at Panera Bread's killing people?
Literally, yeah. People are dying.
Did you see? I think it was made up, but Trump's commentary on it was so funny. He's like, listen, the lemonade's killing people underneath my presidency. It never happened. Lemonade never would have happened on my watch. But like, it's literally like 900 milligrams of caffeine.
It's nutso.
And it's killed two people.
Yeah.
How much is it really?
It's a lot.
What's it called?
It's 900 milligrams of caffeine, dude.
Panera's charged lemonade.
Was there this much buzz around like Four Loko and stuff like that when that was a thing?
No, because that was like...
That's alcohol.
Yeah, you're signing up for that. Like, you know what you're getting. This is a freaking... Like, this is a white people restaurant that's killing people with supercharged lemonade.
Crazy.
So, there's... according to Very Well Health, it has 237 milligrams of caffeine, but they used to advertise it was 390.
He drank three of them that day. So that's what it was. It was like 900 milligrams.
It equated to
that's nuts. I mean, but you don't even have that much. Like that's like probably 100, 120 or something.
80.
Yeah. So like, that's crazy.
Wait, I thought a cup of coffee had 200 milligrams.
Depends on the coffee.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think average is like 150 or something.
160 is in my head. Is that calories?
Yeah, that's my idea. It's 160. I thought 160.
110 is calories, but it says right here, caffeine content 80 milligrams.
In another universe.
8,500 milligrams?
You're just getting jazzed on sugar right now.
Jazz on sugar.
Hey. How do you think jazz was invented? Right there.
Sugar.
Can you imagine going back in time and just giving somebody like a monster and just watching them tweak out? Like,
videoing? Yeah. What is this spell you've placed on me?
Just put some poor orphan from the 1800s in a coma just because he had one sip of a Red Bull.
Oh my gosh. Okay, now I want to hear about the Giants.
The Giants of Solomon Islands.
Again?
Yes.
They're back?
Because I was so fascinated by Corey's story. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to hear more if there's like more encounters and stuff. Apparently, there's rich history of giants regarding the Solomon Islands.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm going to take you back on this little journey through history. World War II. The Japanese have invaded Pearl Harbor. Bring, bring, bring. That was Vietnam. Anyways, so Vietnam started taking over the Solomon Islands because they were going to be a pivotal region of islands to cut off trades with like Australia and stuff. So they're just trying to take over the whole Pacific at this point, right?
Cool.
They get to the Solomon Islands. Specifically, this story regards Guadalcanal, which Corey talked about.
Right.
Which is one of the islands, or this part of the island, Big Island. And they were there, right? And then the U.S. came, and they came to Guadalcanal, and there was no Japanese to be seen. So they're coming in thinking that it was going to be like a
ambush.
Yeah, like a D-Day kind of thing where they're going to have to fight and stuff to get claim over Guadalcanal. No resistance. They just pulled up to the beach. They're like, where are all the Japanese soldiers?
You gotta be kidding me.
Turns out all the Japanese soldiers
were
in the woods or the forests of the Solomon Islands, this Guadalcanal. And what the locals had said was that these Japanese were picked off by giants.
Yeah.
And talking about, like, so the Japanese go in there, and they were attacking U.S. soldiers as the U.S. soldiers were coming in. But a lot of Japanese soldiers surrendered to the U.S.
Yeah, they're like,
the
get
US
me
troops,
out of here, please.
Which is not what the Japanese army would do at that time, because what did they say? It was... The Japanese said that survival after defeat was a disgrace. So basically, instead of surrendering, the custom for a Japanese soldier was to kill themselves with the knife.
The short sword.
Yeah. But they surrendered because they were apparently so freaked out of what was happening.
Yeah.
But supposedly these Japanese soldiers encountered these giants at their camps and stuff at night. These giant men, which were reported to be 8 to 15 feet tall, red hair, mm-hmm. would come and just eat the Japanese soldiers, rip them apart and just eat them.
Yeah.
Right there on the spot.
Like and no so, cooking.
No cooking. Just destroyed them and stuff.
Hey, sushi. They get it. They get it, obviously. this is horrifying, but I get it. It's fresh.
But the history of the Solomon Islands, dark history. This place was really creepy. Kind of like how Papua New Guinea was. Solomon Islands were probably even worse.
Like cannibalism-wise?
Cannibalism, headhunters, all these different tribes at constant war with each other. When they were killed, they were bringing back, eat them. Bad stuff. Jeez. And then the 1800s, missionaries started coming. And a lot of them died and were killed and eaten and stuff. But over progression, the... people of the Solomon Islands ended up accepting Christ and getting rid of their old ways. Yeah. And so they moved. But this is a crazy part, too. The majority of the locals that lived on the Solomon Islands before they turned to Christianity lived up in forts high up in the trees.
Yeah.
And they said because of animals and because of the creatures
to be above them.
Yeah, they can't climb, right?
I don't know.
Just push over the tree.
But... here's the crazy thing, too. The locals say that these giants let out these giant bellows throughout the night. And to show their might and stuff, they'll literally rip trees out of the ground. And so after this whole conversion stuff, a lot of them moved from the dense forest to the coast. Mm-hmm. And even today, a lot of the locals, like all of them, do not venture into the center of the island where the forests are.
Really?
Because they're like, yes, giants live in there. They said, we don't go in there.
So it's just a known thing historically, like there. Oh, it's like all the locals know.
It's not even, they're like, it's not a myth. They're here.
Yeah.
And
it's like the dinosaur in the Congo. Like the people that are just completely convinced.
Yeah. But there's an island across the way from Guadalcanal, part of the Solomon Islands, called... Malita Island. Probably mispronounced that, whatever. But supposedly this island is more riddled with giants. In fact, they say that these giants live in the cave systems that go underneath the island. And a lot of locals say that these islands connect to the majority of the Solomon Islands. So it's an underground cave system that connects to all these islands in the Solomon Islands.
And the same theories that happen in America. God.
But this one local Malita, his name is Ishmael. He says that he's a descendant from one of these giants.
No way.
Yeah. And he tells the stories of like the wars and battles that the people of the Solomon Islands had with the giants. But a crazy thing is, it was in 1950, there was a local woman, her name was Mango, and she had gone missing. She just went missing. She reappeared 25 years later.
Pregnant.
When they found her, she was not right in the head. They said she was foaming at the mouth, unclothed, and she was, they said, largely pregnant. and it said that it took them a while to get her and bring her back to the village to help her.
Yeah.
And she didn't really speak for the rest of her life. She passed away in 2000.
Oh, that's so sad.
But she barely spoke because something broke in her brain. But what she did say was that she was kidnapped in 1950 by a giant and forced to be this giant's wife and became impregnated by this giant. Malta or Mango had the child, and the whole village was freaked out of what this child looked like. That at 5 years old, Mango's brother ended up unaliving the child.
That's horrible.
Because they're like, this is the giants. We don't want to continue this race of giants or whatever. But supposedly these giants, they come in and they do kidnap women and force them to be their wives and to where they have continued to live and thrive within the Solomon Islands.
How do you go missing for 25 years on an island?
Yeah.
And survive. Like, like that doesn't... Oh, man, dude.
Yeah.
That's so wacky.
Crazy stuff.
Horrible.
But there's also this creature from the video I was watching. There's this creature called the Kakamoro? Kakamora.
That's from Moana.
Is it?
I've heard that word before.
It's the coconut critters.
Oh, well, this thing is like a Bigfoot creature.
Oh.
That also lives in the Solomon Islands. The theory is there's just multiple hybrid like human things that live in these islands.
Yeah, it's a breeding ground.
Yeah. But the Kakamora, they said it's basically like a 4 to 5 foot Bigfoot, and it goes in and kidnaps children and eats them.
Josh, what are you doing right now?
I'm just telling the story of how scary this place is.
That is terrifying. I'm just imagining this like dense little buff 5'4", like, I mean, just...
Yeah, like a Tasmanian devil.
Grabbing kids. That's terrifying, man.
But supposedly they make these, like, they commute, like, their language is, like, this cackling.
Stop.
And the villagers all around the Solomon Islands talk about how they hear them in the woods at night gather together.
Oh.
And they cackle talk and even sing songs in their cackling. But...
Give me your best cackle. Cackle. It would be scary. Dude, that's...
Stop!
Just in the middle of the night.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
But they're pretty unintelligent of what the locals say. That's why they come in and steal. They steal food as well, like from their fruit trees.
Yeah.
But they don't even know how to make fire. But they're intelligent enough to come in and steal fire from villages and bring it back to where they
are.
They're
like, ow, 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 ow.
I got it. Ah, no, I've got it.
But we don't have enough time. Next podcast, I do want to talk about the giants of old America
because
there is some wild, fascinating stories from early explorers, like from Spain and France and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That involved North America all the way down to the tip, like Patagonia.
Mm-hmm.
So next episode. But I just thought that was crazy that what Corey said with the truck thing.
Yeah.
But that story was not completely accurate, what he said. It wasn't a truck. It was a bulldozer. And the what do you call it? The chain thing that they, like, the basically their wheel.
Track?
Yeah, it, like, broke off, and so they went back. It was, like, stuck in mud, and then they came back the next morning. And it looks as if the bulldozer was thrown.
Oh, my gosh.
So they said they found giant footprints. And then it stopped, and like another, whatever, 50 feet away, it was like on the side of a hill.
I mean, it's impossible to move it already.
Yeah.
So something happened.
Yeah.
Golly, dude.
You know, it's like they're advertising vacation home in the Solomon Islands.
Yeah.
Get yours today or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I can't help but think about like how all these countries have these like crazy deals going on right now. Like they're just trying to bring people in and like revitalize their towns. Like, they're doing it in Ireland right now for some of those islands that are just like not populated and nobody's like putting any money or time into them. They did it in Italy where it was like, we'll literally pay you $30,000 or something to take over this house. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Giants.
Mm.
Critters in the night.
Come to the Solomon Islands. We'll give you a giant deal. Oh.
What I did think was cool was that the locals said that the giants were the population of them was very large on the Solomon Islands. But they started disappearing and killing each other off as soon as the missionaries, Christian missionaries, started coming.
Mm.
So if we're talking from like a spiritual realm,
right,
of like the presence of God coming into a place that is riddled with evil.
Yeah.
So giants being of, we'll say, Nephilim-like, yeah, you know, and then reclusing, you know.
Yeah.
Hiding away from the power of God. I thought it was interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's super terrifying.
But what if they need Jesus too?
Too late. Too late.
That goes back to the, do they have souls or not?
Yeah.
The creatures.
Yeah. That's the Giants of Solomon Islands for you.
I'm just going to baptize a giant.
We need a bunch of people.
Can we get like a bulldozer or something like that just to lower them in the
a
water?
A crane.
Yeah, something.
All right, let's get into our 2024 predictions.
Oh, all right. We're going to do five each, but I don't know if everyone got five. I don't know why I didn't.
I did
got
five.
Three.
I got five.
Okay, well, everyone got five except for me, whoever's idea it was. Okay.
Do you want to go first, Lil?
Yes.
All right.
Predictions for 2024. This could be pop culture, world history. Like, it could be anything.
Yes.
What do you think's happening this year?
Prediction one. The USSR begins to successfully reestablish and creates allies globally.
All right.
That's fine.
Prediction two. Taco Bell will bring back the Mexican pizza.
I put that down. It's back.
Is it?
Yeah. They brought it back in 2022.
They're also bringing back, McDonald's is bringing back the snack wrap, but they're saying it's coming out in 2025. I'm like, why would you announce
why
it
Why would you do that?
It doesn't take much to put a chicken finger inside of a tortilla. Come on.
Yeah, how much? Yeah, exactly.
We've lost the science.
The scope of work here is way too large. Prediction three, Apple will launch a new original product, probably involving mind reading.
Okay.
Not far off with the Oculus thing that they came out with.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a step.
Prediction four, India rises up as a powerhouse nation and celebrates by launching a new fast food chain in the U.S., which becomes my new favorite.
That's fun.
That's good.
I'm really excited about that one. Prediction five, Ryan Seacrest gets canceled. For something racist, it has to be.
Yeah. All right. He's due for it. Yeah. He's due for it.
Are we also talking about our Time Magazine nomination?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mine's an AI robot.
Wow.
I think it's going to be.
Mine was also AI.
Mine's AI.
Dang.
Yeah.
Not mine.
Mine was AI because like they've done that weird ones in the past.
1982, the personal computer.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
And then like 2008, they did You Are the Person of the Year. Like it's like all about us being the information of the age and stuff.
I looked at the past 25 years of who was Time Magazine.
It's crazy.
And I'm like, they're not very good at this. Because do you know at one point Hitler was person of the year?
Yeah, but
it doesn't mean the best person. It just means the most global impact.
But this was before World War II, though.
So they, it was
after they did Stalin.
Oh, okay.
That's just, it doesn't matter for good or
for
bad.
Why put Xi Jinping?
I mean, they did Trump, I would say most of the time.
Because they like highlight.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a far off. I mean, they did choose Taylor Swift last year, which I'm not saying. She doesn't do incredible things for communities, for people, whatever. But person of the year, worldwide, come on.
Get real.
I think AI will be it because most of the time during election years, it is a president or a president-elect or like a nomination person, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but this year, I feel AI is going to have some pivotal role in what we're doing with the election. Last year, we weren't even using any of our AI products, and now we are using it for so many things. So imagine a year from now's technology.
Yeah.
So I think it will be AI.
Also, apparently, they've changed, because it used to be called Man of the Year.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to read a couple of them off that have happened.
And I don't like how they do Person of the Year, but then they do Persons of the Year. And it's like thousands of people.
Yeah.
Right. Like, come on, I'm just gonna pick one.
I'm going to read off some of them, that one person or man of the year. Bill Clinton.
Yeah, makes sense.
One called the Peacemakers, which there's like Nelson Mandela and then the guy who is, I don't know.
Blessed are the Peacemakers.
Pope John Paul II.
Oh, man.
Newt Gingrich.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Politician. Andrew Grove. I don't know who that is. Bill Clinton and Ken Starr.
Twice.
Yeah.
So that's not possible. I mean, that's a precedent. So one of the people, Joe or Trump, could be it this year. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Jeff Bezos.
In 1999, which is crazy how much that, like, obviously Amazon.com just started back then, but like, that's crazy that he's still on top.
George W. Bush. Rudy Giuliani. This says the whistleblowers. I don't know. The American soldiers. George W. Bush again.
Wow.
This one's called the Good Samaritans, and that includes Bill Gates, Bono, and Melinda Gates.
What is the world's obsession with Bono?
I get it.
But with the Gates?
What? You get it? Come
it's
on.
Great.
No.
It's the sunglasses.
2006 was you.
Dumb.
No, you put that as your resume.
Yeah.
2007, Vladimir Putin.
Mm.
Then Barack Obama.
Laddie daddy.
Then we got Mark Zuckerberg. And then this one just says the protesters. From the Arab Spring to Athens, from Occupy Wall Street to Moscow. So just every protester in the world, apparently.
Just an angry year.
Yeah. Barack Obama again, Pope Francis, the Ebola fighters, which they do deserve.
That was crazy. That was a wild year.
Angela Merkel, who is the Chancellor of Germany, Donald Trump, the Silence Breakers, the voices that launched a movement. I think it's like the... Like the feminist.
Yeah, me. Thing. No, that was me too. Yeah.
Oh.
Who was 2012?
2012, that was Brock.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it'd be, what's the guy that we were trying to raise money to take down?
Oh, Coney.
Coney.
Yeah.
Greta Thunberg.
Children Are Our Future.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Elon Musk. Zelensky, who got it before Taylor Swift and Taylor Swift.
That's a crazy follow-up.
I know.
It's like, yeah. Oh, who else are they going to pick? Taylor Swift? Come on.
All right, let's hear your predictions.
Okay, mine are like super different, but I kind of, like for the country, I think electric cars are going to take a huge hit in 2024. I think we're going to have a Republican president, and I think they're going to get rid of all of the incentives for manufacturers making these electric cars. And so I think electric cars will tank.
No pun intended.
Wow. Well done. I think there's going to be a surge of 2 Timothy 3 faith, which just means a lot of people are going to be like cool with saying they're Christians, but I don't think anything will change culturally.
Mm-hmm.
I think a new video platform is going to emerge, something that's like more focused on cinematic stuff. YouTube's getting very like ad driven and there's, you know.
I have something very similar.
I said like a Vimeo 2.0. Kind of how Visco lives alongside Insta. For the pod, I think we get on some sort of Duck Dynasty production in 2024.
Dope.
And I think Taylor Swift changes her name to Taylor Swift Kelsey.
Oh.
I bet they break up. That's another prediction.
All right,
you could be right.
All right, here it is. Number one, there is YouTube is a secondary video platform. There are some other, because they're censoring so much and everything's happening. Everyone's switching to other things. I think another one's popping up. Elon Musk gets trapped in space at one point.
Oh.
I don't know what happens.
That's fun.
But that's what happens. LeBron James finally retires. He's never had really an injury. Most likely he's going to have an injury. He's an old man now. And it's going to be devastating. All right. John Krasinski gets canceled and Emily and Blunt and him break up after a huge bombshell. Stop. That no one's expecting that. No, I don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen. I love John. But all of his success that's happening, the big movie that's coming out, something's going to happen.
More likely something. Chris Pratt. It's more likely Chris Pratt and Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, but he's already kind of been canceled a little bit.
Yeah, he's a punk.
I know. It seems weird.
I don't like him anymore.
All right, last one. Confirmed alien contact leading to a nationwide shutdown. Boom. I'm saying.
You're kind of dark too.
Yeah, for real. Like, you got Russia like overtaking the world at this point now. But yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. And predict person of the year, I think, will be an AI. I think they'll give a little nod to them.
All right, here's mine.
Okay.
World War III is going to start, but we'll stop.
Get out of the way.
Because of a insane phenomenon, either being UFOs or aliens, or one of these countries, empires, will have a new weapon that no one can defeat. Like, you know how the U.S. came out with an atom bomb?
Kind of like a DEW type of thing where it's like, there's no
something
defense.
Something that no one knows about, and everyone's gonna be like, "Wait a second, that's the new weapon,
dude."
So
that would be so scary.
That's number one. Number two, a new sect of U.S. government will start and rise up.
Okay.
So outside of the Republican and Democrat, because I think we're heading that way anyways, of just people losing faith within the government.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be good. I think there's those predictions of AI being involved within politics.
Yeah.
Weird. Don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think King Charles will abdicate the throne to Henry.
Whoa.
And it's Henry, right? Not Henry. William. What's William? Yeah. Easy.
Andy.
We'll abdicate the throne to William.
Harry is his brother.
Okay. William.
Henry doesn't.
Okay, exist. I get it.
Potter.
Oh.
King Charles will abdicate the throne to William.
Okay.
Sir William.
But then William will start to dismantle the monarchy.
Yeah.
And get rid of it.
It's happening.
It's time.
Number four, I think a real giant will be caught on video.
Ooh.
Like clear as day. Please. And people will be like, uh-oh.
Whoops.
Yeah. And then number five, Taylor Swift will have a baby or become pregnant.
Whoa.
Why are you guys all talking about Taylor Swift?
She's the person of the year. She's the person of the year. Come on. What's your prediction about Taylor Swift?
I think they're going to break up.
I think they're going to break up too.
She has commitment issues.
I think they're going to break up too. It's going to be bloody. But the music's going to be great. He fumbled my heart.
And that's not a touchdown. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I challenge that.
Nice. Ooh,
throw the challenge flag.
Yeah.
At a relationship.
Nice. Wow. That's it. Those are the predictions.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Everyone watching this is going like.
I literally am doing that internally right now.
That'll
be all right.
In our half episode on Patreon, right after this, I will talk about the movies that are coming out in 2024.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a fun Tom Cruise conspiracy that we've never talked about.
Ooh. Patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies. Go do it.
Go now, please.
Yeah.
Extra content, merch discounts. What's not the
Because wow. the half episode that we're talking about is available right now
right
on
now.
Patreon.
You're listening to this right now, and you could be listening to something brand new and even add this episode, make it even longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can add 40 more minutes to this episode.
Hey, oh,
we're going to try to keep this one down at like 15.
60 minutes of more of Ninjas of Butterflies. Guys.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for sticking with us this year. I can't talk now. We love you all. But make sure to go review us on everything. 5 stars. Please.
Yes.
Everyone, please.
Please. 5 stars.
It really helps us.
Yeah. It really does.
Comment, like, share.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
You're already here. Just like the video, comment, or do something.
Comment your top 5 predictions for this year.
Ooh, that would be good. Yeah.
And then we can your person of the year.
Then we can go and compare.
And we'll make a list.
Ooh, very good.
And if any of your things come true, we'll send you a t-shirt.
Perfect. I love that.
There we go.
Heyo.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
That was a little bit of a darker thing.
Yes, I know.
Hey, you contributed, though.
Who said?
You!
Your India fast food thing was so funny.
Thanks, Simon.